Chiyah. So then in the middle, while he's telling over the Nach, Reb Chiyah walked in. Is Hodel Reisha. So he started over again. Okay, for one, so Rav. So Rav started over again. Is Ayah Bakapora? Then Bakapora came a few minutes later. Is Hodel Reisha. Rav again started over again. Also Rav Shimon Berebi, Rav Shimon Berebi came in. Hodel Reisha again, he started over again. Also Rav Chanina. Then finally, for the last one came, Rav Chanina came in. Rav Choma. Omas the Rav said, Kulei hai nahadei, so much, you're bothering me so much. You want me to go over again another time? V'nezo, loy hader, no, I'm not going to go over again. So for Rav Chanina, Rav did not go over again. Is Ikbet Rav Chanina? Rav Chanina felt very bad, like you're mavayish me. For everybody else when they came in late, you repeated this year. And Pug, when I walk in, you don't want to review, you don't want to go over again, why not? Is also Rav, so Mela, he felt bad. So the kids say, Rav hurt the feelings of Rav Chanina. So now, Lalocha, Rav has to ask Mechila for Rav Chanina. He hurt his feelings. Is also Rav Lagabe, so Rav went to ask Mechila, Tleisa Malo Yom Kippurim. 13, Erev Yom Kippis, he went to ask him for Mechila. V'lo Yifayis, and Rav Chanina was not Meichelim. After all these times, he was a Meichelim. That was a Meichelim. So the Gemara, two kashas now. First of all, Tehechi, Ovid Hochi, how did Rav do this? How did he go ask Mechila so many times? V'yom Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, Kol HaMevak Yishmata Mechaveroi. If somebody goes to ask Mechila from his friend, he wants his friend to forgive him. His halacha is, Ayavakesh Mimenu Yosi Mishlosh Tepomin. You don't have to ask him more than three times, that's all. So how come Rav asked here 13 times? How come so much? You don't have to ask more than three times. If he doesn't, not mostly, after three times, that's it. Have the Gemara Rav Shani. Rav was a machmer upon himself. So Mashmir, if you want to be machmer, you have a right to ask him more. Rashi machmiru hoyli asmai. Rav was machmer upon himself. He wanted to ask him more times. Okay, good. He had a right to ask more times. But now the kasher is, Rav Chanina, hechi yavid hochi. How did Rav Chanina do this? I be on my Rav says, kol ha-mavar ha-midoysav. If somebody overlooks his own midas, in other words, you're not machmer. If somebody does something bad to you, you forgive him easily. Is maviru lo yakob shov. Midah k'neged midah. If you forgive people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meichel you. So it's a tremendous good thing to be nice to people. Be meichel them, forgive them, in order that Hashem should be meichel you. So how come Rav Chanina wasn't leichel Rav, even after he asked Mechila so many times? So Moses the Maisel was like this. Elo Rav Chanina chalmo chozilei. He had a dream. At night he dreamt something. What did he dream? He dreamt l'Rav, chozilei l'Rav. He saw Rav, the Zakfu Badikle, that they hung him up on top of a palm tree. That was his dream. Now, with Gemiri, we know what's the interpretation of this dream. The Chol the Zakfu Badikle, whenever you're hung up on top of a palm tree, or the Chol the Zakfu Badikle, Reshom, Heavy Oma, the Chol the Zakfu Badikle, Resh Heavy. Whoever is put up on top of a palm tree, the Pshat is, he's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. He's going to be lifted up to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now the Maestro was right now, Rav Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva. So according to Rav Chanina's dream, what is going to happen is that the Chanina is going to get the boot, he's going to be kicked out, and Rav's going to take over. And he didn't want that to happen. Could even mean that Chanina is going to have to die first, and then Rav will take over. So Omi said like this, Shaman Mino, Boy Lemevad Rishusay, that they want to make a new Rishus, they want to make Rav the Rosh Hashiva over me. Mela Vulo Yefayas, I'm not going to be Moichel him. Kihecha the Lays of Ligma Raisa Babavul. In order that Rav won't be able to stay around town here, he'll have to go to Bavel and learn Torah there. So in other words, good, let him be Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. So then it wouldn't be a steer to me. I'll be Rosh Hashiva here, and he'll be Rosh Hashiva in Bavel. So I won't get the boot, I won't get kicked out. So that's why he didn't want to be Meichelim. Trashi, Chal Mochoz Le Rav, Ro Cholom HaRav, Shetulu B'deklavi. So he saw in his dream they were hanging Rav on top of a palm tree. V'usim Anasiyas Rosh Gdula. That's a simon, a sign that he's going to be the Rosh, the head. Rav Chanina Rosh Hashiva, you're right now, Rav Chanina was a Rosh Hashiva. Because the Yom HaRebbe, that the Shas Patirosai Chanina Bar Choma Yosef Rosh. When Rebbe was Nifter, he left it Tzavor that Chanina, Rav Choma should take over. Ugeshiro Cholom Zer. Now when Rav Chanina saw this dream, our Rav, that Rav is going to take over, Doyeg Lomos, he was afraid maybe he's going to die. The Fishen Machos Nagas Nechaverto, that nobody takes away the other person's position. So calls him on Rav Chanina's alive, he has to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now that he saw in the dream that Rav has to take over, he was afraid that he's going to die, and that's where Rav will take over. His Zomri said, Itchai Yom Yehocha, let me get Rav out of here. The year of Rav Lebovel will run to Bovel. Mipnei, Miponai. V'shur mi Yerosh, and let him be Rosh Hashiva there. V'lenidokim Lomas Mishvila, I shouldn't have to be amazed, be killed because of him.
So that's why he didn't want to be meichel him. So he had a right not to be meichel, pekuach nefesh. But pekuach nefesh, he could do anything. Hey, the this is the way he's going to save his life. If he will be meichel him, and he'll be here, he's going to have to die. Now that he's not meichel him, Rav will have to run to Bavim, it's pekuach nefesh. So if Chanina had a right not to be meichel Rav, in order to push away Rav to go to a different place, and there will become Rosh Hashiva. Tana Rabbonin, mitzvah zvidui erev Yom Kippurim. Like we do by Minch erev Yom Kippur, we say vidui. Im chashecha. Oh no, this is before. No. Mitzvah zvidui erev Yom Kippur im chashecha. This is like we say tefillah zakai. There's a mitzvah to say vidui erev Yom Kippur right before Yom Kippur. Im chashecha. This is like what tefillah zakai. Rashi's im chashecha means the achar achila. If you already ate your sudasim of sekis, mishakibul olav Yom Kippur. When you're just about now, when you are accepting upon yourself Yom Kippur, like Batfila Zakai, that's what is a mitzvah to say vidui. Abulam Chacham said though, Yisvade Koydim Shiyochol. No, you should say vidui before you have Yisudas Hamasekis, like we do in Mincha. Our Mincha of Yom Kippur, we say vidui. Why? Koydim Shiyochol V'yishta, before you eat and drink. Because Shema Titra of Daita the Sudah. Maybe you'll have such a big Sudah, you'll come a little shikra from it, Titra Daita, Shrashi Machma Shichrus. You'll drink too much then, and you won't be able to say vidui on Yom Kippur. So therefore, before you get yourself into trouble, first thing, say vidui. Therefore, by mincha time, erev Yom Kippur, we say vidui. V'yavah pishas vada koydim shochal ivno, you said vidui on mincha time, v'shos before you had yisuda, misvada liyachas shiyachav yishta. Still, you have to say vidui a second time after the suda, like batfila zakai. Shem ira dvaka kakola v'suda. Maybe you did something wrong, trashi shochet. You didn't make the right bracha, you benched too fast, maybe did a chet during the sudah. So you want to have a forgiveness for that, say vidui right away. Now, v'yava pishas vad arvis, even though you said vidui by arvis, by mariv, is yisvad shachrus. You have to say vidui again by shemon yasir shachrus. Shachrus yisvad v'musaf. V'musaf yisvad v'mincha. When you say vidui even by shachrus, you have to say it again by musaf. And when you say vidui by musaf, you have to say it over again another time by mincha. Now, b'mincha yisvade v'dila. Even after you said vidui by mincha, you have to say it another time. But tefilas nila. The more of a heichan aimrei. Where do we say vidui? Yochid achat filosai. Or yochid says it after we finish the shemon esrei. After we say yila rotzayin, then we first say our vidui like we do. Or shliach tiba. Where does the shliach tiba say vidui? Aimrei b'yansi. He says in the middle of shemon esrei like we do. That's where he says his vidui. My Omar, what is the Nusach of Vidui? What are we supposed to say? Omar Rav, Ata Yedeya Rosa Yerlam. Like we say, that's called Vidui. Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, Mimamake Yalei, from the deep part of your heart. So Rashi says, it means it's a Tfilah. It's Rashi Tfilahi. Not only this, but the type of a Tfilah, from deep in our heart, we're asking for forgiveness. For Levi Yomav, Teros Lekos of Lema. Rashi Kiva Yoyim Ezei Yechap Ralechem. That's called the Vidui. You speak out, like it says in the Torah, that today on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch was Meichelos. Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rebein Hoylomin. Trash Kleot, Kaseno Nachno Filim, Nachno, like we say. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Kiav, and Yeseno Rabbi Melimnois. There are too many Averis we have, we can't count them. Bechat Yeseno Osman Misaper. That's the Vidui. And still we're asking for Mechila. Rab Hamnun Amar, Lakai, Achla, and Natsati, and Ikedai. Achshav, and Natsati, Kilo, and Natsati. Before I was born, I'm not worth it. Now that I'm born, I'm also not worth it. Offrani b'chaya kavachom v'misosay. I'm dust now, and avad after me shall be put back to dust. Hareini l'funecha kechli moli bushim, like a kli full of embarrassment. Ochlima yiros l'funecha shlo echta u'mashir atosi v'roit brachamechom. I shouldn't do any more averus like a shavat good aziva sachet, and any chatoim that I already did, Hashem should forgive me. Avol lo yaidei yisurim, but not yaidei yisurim echloim roim. We spoke about yesterday. They would daven to Hashem that we should be zeicha to do a tshuva shleima, that we should not have to come on to Yisurim even. V'hainu vidu the Rava kul neshasa. This is the way Rava said vidu the whole year. It's not only on Yom Kippur, but the whole year round. This is the nusach of the vidu that he said. Uderav hamnuna zuta b'yayim at the Kippur yama. Rava kul neshasa. Uderav hamnuna zuta b'yayim at the Kippur. And this was the vidui, he said, Ram Nuna Zutra, he said on Yom Kippur. That was his Nusra vidui. Omar Mazutra. Lo Yamor Nelod, Lo Yomar Avlanachnu Chatonu. These vidus are good if you didn't say Avlanachnu Chatonu. Avl Omar Avlanachnu Chatonu. But as soon as you get finished saying Avlanachnu Chatonu, Sulay Tzorach. More than this, you don't have to say. The Omar Barham Dudi. Havekimna Kaim the Shmuel, as one standing in front of Shmuel. Have Yosef I was sitting. The Chimata Shlicha the Tziburai, when the Shlich Tziba came to say Vidui, the Omer Avlanachnu Chotonu Komekim. When he said this Lashon of Vidui Avlanachnu, I stood up. I stood up to say Vidui. Komekim. Kone Omer. Shmamina Iko Viduhai. Mashma, you only stood up for this Lashon of Avlanachnu Chotonu. Mashma Shmamina Iko Viduhu. This is the Iko Vidui. If you say Avlanachnu Chotonu, that's the Iko Vidu. At least for Yom Kippur. That's what the Rambam also paskins. Havad was good to say all the Vidu like we do say. We have to know as soon as we say Avlanachnu Chotonu, that's called the Iko Vidu. That's where the Rambam paskins also. And this is also one of the writers we spoke out yesterday, that really it's a kasha. If you look at the Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam brings down a lot of chalak and how to do tshuva. And one of the chalak is Vidu. And the Rambam says, what is mitzvah's vidui? Mitzvah's vidui is you have to speak out. That you have charota, you feel bad what you did. You have to speak out. You have a ziva sachet, you leave in the chet. You have to speak out. You have a kabbalah lahabo, I'm not going to do anything. And then you speak out vidui. So Rambam says, there's a whole say to how you have to speak out vidui. So let's share this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, what's the ik of vidui? Avlanachnu chatonu. That's all you have to say. Say avlanachnu chatonu. That's enough of vidui. So Terence says, like he spoke out, that Yom Kippur is a special day. Even though we don't hold like Rebbe that the Atzuma Shoyon Yom Kippur by itself is Mechaper, it doesn't help by itself, we have to have Tshuva also, but even after we do Tshuva, there is a help. Yom Kippur itself helps us in the Tshuva. Therefore, when we say Vidui a whole year round, we don't have the help of Yom Kippur, we have to say a bigger Vidui. The other Rambam says you have to speak out on the Vidui, the Charota, the Aziva, and the Kabbalah. Masheka and Yom Kippur, since the Asumu Shayim, the day of Yom Kippur itself alone helps us in the Kapparam, true we have to have a tshuva, but a smaller amount of tshuva is enough. So as long as we said this much vidui of Avlanachnu Chotonu, that's the ikar vidui that helps for Yom Kippur. By the Tanhosim we learned, Morantinus, Vishloisha Prokam Mashonah, three times a year, Kahanim, Leisim, Eskapayim, Arvo, Pomim, Bayim, the Kahanim Duchen four times a day. Vishachris, the Musif, the Mincha of Nilas Hashorim, and by Tfilas Nila. When is these things, the Elohein, Shleisha Prokum, one of these three times, the Tainis, when they fast, as usually we don't duchen by Mincha, because there's a man Shikras already, because we're afraid they'll be Shikr, they'll drink too much. But on a Tainis, you're not allowed to drink, therefore you could duchen on a Tainis. Over Mamodis, by the Mamodis, when they brought the Kabonis, and they stand Allah Mamodis, Rashi, Arbo Yomim Bechol Shabbos, Shanshe Mishma Yisrael, Meschansim, Yereim, or Misanim. They used to fast then. The current B'maisa Bresh, it's all said like we'll see in the Gemara in Tainis. So the kids are the same thing. Since they were fasting then, there wasn't a Shiloh from Shichrus, therefore the latter Duchin by Mincha. Over Yom Kippur, in Kippur also we Duchin four times. The more Main Nila Shorim, what does it mean closing the gates? Rav Oma Tzlusi Yeserta. Like we have, it's a special Tfilah, we daven Tfilah Nila. Shmuel Oma Shmuel says, no, it's not a whole Tfilah by itself, no, just Ma'ono Machayenu. That's all you have to say. Not a Lashon of Shmon Esrei, just this. Shrashi Ma'ono Machayenu, Oim Avienim Espalu. You don't have to say a whole Shmon Esrei. You just say Ma'ono Machayenu. That's called Tfilas Nilas Ashorim. There's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Meis V'Adakasha. Or Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur by night. Mispalu Sheva Misvada. The Nusach of Tfilas seven brachas, and we say Vidu at the end of the Tfilah. B'Shachwes Mispalu Sheva Misvada. The Musaf Mispalu Shevo Misvadi. Make seven brachas, and you say Vidui. The Mincha Mispalu Shevo Misvadi. The Nila, when it comes to Davin, Tfilas Nila, the same thing. Mispalu Shevo Misvadi again. You have to say a whole Shimon Esrei, and you say Vidui. So it's a Kashan Shmuel. Sa'awa Loshana Gemara, it says Tanoihi. It's a Machlokes Tanoihi, the Tanya. But really, the Mefarshim take out this word Tanoihi, because we'll soon see it's not a Machlokes Tanoihi, everybody holds, like Rav here, that by Nila you have to say Shimon Esrei. You have the time, like, learn like this. Yom HaKippur Mim Chashecha. This means by Moitzo Yom Kippur. Is Mispalu Shevo Misvada. You have to daven Shmon Esrei, seven brachas, and say Vidui. The Chaisim of Vidui. You end off with Vidui, like we do in Nila. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. The Chavam Oimim, the Chavam say, Mispalu Sheva. No, by Nila, you have to daven seven brachas. You have to say Shmon Esrei. But Vimrotza Laftam Bividu Chaisim. If you want to, you could end off the bracha with the brachas of Vidui. If not, not. But I called upon him, the Gemara says, Yufta di Shmuel to Yufta. Here it's nothing a Kasha and Shmuel, because here according to everybody it says clearly that by Tfilas Nila, you have to say Sheva Brachas, you have to make a Shmon Esrei out of it. Yeah.
But here both of the mashma nila, you have to say Shimon Esrei. It's only a question that you have to end off with a video or not. But everybody's masking, you have to say a Shimon Esrei. That's the kasha on Shmuel. Ula barav nochis kaim the rova. Ula barav went in front of rova. Posach biyata bechatonu. We start off the Shimon Esrei without the bechatonu. The sayin in the end of the Shimon Esrei v'manu machayenu.
Vishavchehe, and he praised him. In other words, when Ula bar Rav went down in front of Rova, Rova praised him, as he ended off the bracha of Shimon Esrei with Vidu with the Manoch Yenu. The Gemara says, Abba, Rav Huna Breda Rav Nosson Omar, he says, no, the Yochid Oimra Achat Filosei. When the Yochid says Shimon Esrei, he doesn't end off the last bracha with Vidu, but after he finishes Shimon Esrei, after he says Yil Rotzen like we do, then he says Vidu. The Gemara Vaita, Omar Rav, Rav says, Tfilas Nilo Poitera Seshal Arvis. That when you daven nila, then you don't have to daven marav after that. Rav Latame, Rav goes according to Yeshita, the Omar, Slusi Yeseri, and there's one that's called nila, it's called an extra tefillah. So since you said Shimon Esrei, L'shem nila, you don't have to daven again Shimon Esrei for marav. V'chivon etzolilei suetzorach. Since you already said Shimon Esrei for nila, you don't have to stay over again for marav. For the Gemara Miyama Rav Hochi, is it true that Rav said like this? V'yama Rav, Rav says, Halacha k'divrei yoimem, tefillas arvis v'shus. That he holds tefillas arvis is a rishus. In other words, a rishus means, like Tosafos says, not that you don't have to daven marav. Of course you have to daven marav. Just if you have a good excuse, a good reason, why not, then you have a right not to daven marav. See here also, what's the good reason? Tosafos says, the ein zebchinam, the belel yom kippah mitzvah letroyach lohochin tzorchei suda. Amaitzoy yom kippah, there's a mitzvah to prepare the suda. Devikain yom tif, it's like a yom tif to eat the meal on maitzoy yom kippah. Go and eat. So since it's a mitzvah to eat, then I would think maybe I'll smashus. For sure, you don't have to daven marav. So then what is Rav saying here? You're potter because you're daven tefillas nilam, even without tefillas nilam. Poshut, you don't have to daven marav on mitzvah yom kippur if you hold this only reshus. So what's Rav's chiddush here? So Gemara answers, ledivrei yomer chayva. Rav is talking about according to man the Yomer that says that tefillas arvus is a chayv. So then you do have to daven marav, even though you have a good excuse. So here, Rav is saying a chiddush, but you should know, mitzvah yom kippur, you don't have to daven marav. Why? Because since you already daven tefillas nila, that takes the place of tefillas marav. But without this, even though you have a good excuse not to daven marav, if you hold it to chayva, you always have to daven marav. For the Gemara Meisvei, or yom kippur mispalas shevo misvada. He's beginning marav by first night of yom kippur. You have to say Shmoneh Esrei and say vidui. Shachris shevo misvada. Musaf shevo misvada. Venila mispalu shevo misvada. Arvis, if even after tefillas nila, still you have to daven marav, mispalu sheva me'ein shmon esorim. You daven seven brachas, but me'ein shmon esorim. In other words, that's called a tefillah kitzorim. You say the first three brachas, and the last three brachas, and in the middle you say the bracha havineinu, a tefillah kitzorim that has of all the 13 brachas in between. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel mishum avoysav mispalu shmon esorim shlemus. No, you have to say complete yudches brachas. Why? Since you have to say Atochen Antonu,